B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's time to talk to Eric Manis anyway. Tim, with a big story on Sidney Jones today. And there's another story about Carson Wentz being erratic and struggling recently. I got to talk to my man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. He is brought to us by Training Camp. That's right. Get certified, IT certified, fast at Training Camp. Check them out online at trainingcamp.com. Timmy, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Mike. What's going on with you?
Well, tell me what happened today in practice. First of all, we always go over what the highlights of today's camp were, and not much going on because they're done hitting, right? So, what went on today?
That's right. And they had a flight to Jacksonville as well. So it was just a walkthrough for the Eagles today. No access for the media, but just some light stuff in preparation for the Jaguars. And then they hopped on the plane, and they're en route to Jacksonville to go see their old friend.
All right, so, and their old friend won't be playing, of course.
Right.
So,
right.
Really a big reason to tune into this beauty. But let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about Wentz. And a story that's out there saying that he's had recent struggles. Now, have you seen these struggles? And what is your opinion about whether he needs to play in the preseason because of these struggles?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't necessarily classify it as struggles. I certainly understand, you know, the way that it's being viewed, and that, you know, Wentz hasn't been like, you know, hitting on the money all the time. There's been some throws that have been high or inconsistent, and I think that has shown itself more so over the last couple practices. There's a couple kind of caveats, though, I think that we need to throw in there. One is like the last practice 2 days ago, as an example, they were working a lot on goal line drills, both coming in from the red zone and also going out, like operating from the 1 yard line. And as we've established, Peterson has set a certain type of intensity to these practices where it's first team versus first team, and there's not a whole lot of give, and the offense is being put in some pretty tight quarters and tough situations. And I think that can partially explain what we're seeing out of Wentz. There's not a whole lot of gimmies. So like when he's operating out of his end zone and DeSean Jackson is streaking down the right side, you know, and Wentz fires it with the rush coming in on him and it sails, you know, a few yards over Jackson, and Jackson comes over and talks to Peterson about it. Then he goes over and talks to Wentz about it. Like it shows you that there's like a little bit of a learning curve, but it also shows you that the intensity is, as the way they describe it, as close to a game setting as you can get without actually hitting. And so the alarm bells aren't going off for me. Like Wentz is operating generally from the pocket. We know that's not all of his game. I think that he's working through some things. And I think there's also been a lot of money throws kind of thrown in with some of the more inconsistencies that we've seen of late.
All right, so you don't think that this is going to influence the coaching staff to want to get him out there in preseason games?
No, not necessarily. And one of the things that Wentz did say yesterday is that he thinks that Peterson is going off of what he's seeing in practice, and then to make a determination whether he's going to play some of the ones in the preseason. So, I'm not seeing a struggling Wentz. That's not what my eyes are picking up on. I'm seeing a defense that has a pretty good bead at this point on what the offense is doing, and vice versa. And I'm seeing some good Wentz mixed in with some not so good Wentz. So it's something to note, but I don't know something to be concerned with.
All right, now you are obviously high on Sidney Jones. According to your story, he's really changed as a player and he's a more confident player, which is good news for Eagle fans because it looks like he will start the season at cornerback. Very interesting parts of this story. Number one was that he was so insecure about his physicality, he was wearing a lifting belt to do 135-pound squats, which you do in your sleep, by the way. The 135-pound squat.
I definitely don't need a belt.
Exactly. And then later that he trained with this guy named Whitehead, and he changed the way what his stride was, and it's supposedly healthier for his legs. Expanding on that a little bit.
Yeah, so the first anecdote is definitely one that jumped out to me, where Stephen Whitehead, who is Alshon Jeffrey's trainer, and like his group also trains Fletcher Cox, J.J.R. Seger-Whiteside, like a number of Eagles, and he was doing an internship with the Eagles during the offseason, during OTAs, and he found Jones alone in the weight room, as you said, with a weightlifting belt around him to do 135-pound squats, and immediately, because Whitehead's background, he used to play the game, and all the way up to like the Arena League, and he had had seven different surgeries over the course of his football career. So he recognized immediately this as like a mental scar, that this was a player that was scared to get hurt, and the belt was kind of an outward sign of that. So he started working with him and kind of worked on the physiological and psychological level with Jones to get him start believing in his body more, and also to change the way he runs, which is a pretty dramatic thing to do to a pro athlete, but it's something that Whitehead has done in the past, including with Alshon Jeffrey. And the reason you do it is because you promote a style that can help prevent soft tissue injuries by having, you know, better kind of functioning, a better functioning running style. So all this has helped put Jones in a place where he hasn't had any kind of relapses physically. He's practiced every day. He's back to kind of believing in his body and what it can do. And you can kind of see that just in his body language and in his play. I mean, he's been sharp on the field. He's intercepted Wentz multiple times this summer. He's made other plays on the ball and has seemingly turned a corner. It's all with the fact of, yes, he's still got to prove it come regular season, but I think that it's been a positive development for Jim.
So what kind of time will he see in this game? What kind of time will they give their cornerbacks here? Obviously, Darby's not ready to play yet, and Jones looks like he'd be a starter. And as a starter, I assume he won't play that long.
Yeah, so the first game he was in there along with Avante Maddox for just the series, and I would think that that would expand a little bit. I still don't think the first team's going to get a heavy dose, but one thing that Brandon Graham did say is that the defensive players have been told that more of the guys are going to get into this game. And so it might not be the full complement of defensive starters, but I think you're going to see more guys added to the mix. And you would think some expanded time for guys like Jones, who I think needs the work.
All right.
That needs to get that confidence in game. So, yeah, so maybe he expands to, it still probably won't be like more than a quarter, but more time for those guys.
What about on offense? Who will not play that, you know, we're counting on being starters?
Well, so Lane Johnson would probably be the main guy, and obviously Brandon Brooks, who is still working back from his Achilles injury, which means that the right side of the line, at least as it was in practice, was Big V at right guard and Jordan Mailata at right tackle. I think that would be one of the influencers as to whether Wentz is on the field or not. Do you really want that lineup protecting your franchise quarterback? So that's one guy that you won't necessarily see. And I'm not really anticipating seeing much out of the first team in this game either. And so that would mean, you know, the DeSean Jacksons, now Sean Jeffries and Jason Peters, those guys. I mean, I'd be, at this point, I'm kind of thinking that the first team's not going to show itself very much on Thursday.
But they will play a little bit, you think?
No, I mean, those guys, I would probably lean no.
Okay.
Towards those guys.
All right, now what about the quarterback situation? Like two quarterbacks now, will they split halves, or what do you think the plan is there?
I think that's right. I think that's one of the only options they have is to roll with Kessler and a little bit of Thorson, who obviously needs some work. And the way that it's been going during training camp now is where the third team is hardly getting any reps. And that's because I think Peterson's trying to maximize what they have on the field in training camp so they don't have to expose these guys to more dangerous settings in preseason play. And so, I think Thorson's going to get a lot of work. He obviously needs it. And the same thing for Kessler, who is still brand new in this system and at least temporarily thrust into a pretty important role. So I think Peterson's going to get those guys about equal work.
All right. Well, I can't wait for this one.
I know you're
I'm piped for this one, bro.
I can tell, man.
Yes.
I can tell.
All right, man.
Maybe a little Miles Sanders anyway for your viewing.
Oh, so Miles will play a lot?
I think so.
Think
he'll play.
All right. That's worth it, then. All right, Timmy. Have a good trip, and we will talk to you.
My friend, I appreciate it.
There he is, Tim McManus, brought to us by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast at Training Camp, online at trainingcamp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.